This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. It's on to a vote in the House of Representatives on Wednesday for the bill that dials down federal spending and raises the debt ceiling.
We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the agreement between him and President Biden, who was quick to clarify details and the importance of the deal when talking to reporters.
You want to try to make it look like I made some compromise on the debt ceiling. I didn't. I made a compromise on the budget.
That's what they wanted, is you make a compromise on the budget, and that's what you've done, even though you haven't gone as far as they wanted. Isn't that right?
Sure, yeah. Well, can you think of an alternative?
Now, will it pass the House? Far-left Democrats may not be happy, like Washington's Pramila Jayapal on CNN.
I'm not happy with some of the things I'm hearing about, but they are not cutting the deficit, and they are not cutting spending.
South Dakota Republican Dusty Rhodes tells CNN he's sure some in his party won't like it.
When you're saying that conservatives have concerns, it is really the most colorful conservatives.
But Johnson also says it is a fantastic deal. Traders around the world appear to be liking it. Japan's Nikkei average was up by more than 1%. The UK's FTSE's up by about 0.75% so far today. The U.S. markets are closed. With his re-election to another five-year term now secure, Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, will enter his third decade in power. Voters in Spain go to the polls later this year, now that Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has called for an early election. Sanchez's Socialist Party has lost a lot of offices in yesterday's regional and local elections. Could the 2013 Miami Heat match the 2004 New York Yankees, winning the first three games of a playoff series, then losing the next four? It's Game 7 tonight between the Heat and the Boston Celtics. The winner plays Denver for the NBA championship. This is USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'll know later this week or next if the Republican presidential field will again increase. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu tells CNN he'll make a final decision soon. His big pitch to fellow Republicans, look forward, not back.
We have to be a party. We have to be a nation that is talking about the future. What are you going to bring us tomorrow? Not what are we going to kind of relitigate and get retribution for in the past?
Sununu, the son of a former New Hampshire governor, is currently in his fourth term. Also making his pitch on the Sunday talk shows, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson.
There's not anyone that has the depth of experience that I have at both being a governor, balancing a budget, but also in Congress, balancing a budget.
Hutchinson on MSNBC referring to his time as governor as well as his years as a House member and time spent at the DEA and Homeland Security during the Bush administration. Texas lawmakers have passed a bill that would let the Secretary of State appoint someone to take over a county elections office if there's a belief there's a problem in that department. But the bill only affects counties in Texas with populations of 4 million or more, and only one county, Harris County, which includes Houston, is that big. and Houston has become more Democratic in recent years. Now suspended Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton vows to fight on after the Republican-controlled state house has impeached him. Paxton's accused of corruption and abusing his powers. He awaits a trial in the Texas State Senate. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got the birthday boy with us. I missed it last week, so forgive me. So it's never too late to wish somebody happy birthday. Phil Hotzenpiller, president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, is with us. Happy birthday, Phil.
Thank you so much, Bill, and I really appreciate the shout-out. And it was great to see you yesterday.
God, so much fun. I tell you, it is such a blessing. In fact, I leaned over because I was so blessed by the worship. It was so special. And I couldn't help but, comment to Tammy that I was just so blessed. I mean, because sometimes what happens, you know, with all due respect with people in worship, because there's a lot of pressure when you're there and bringing people into the presence of God. And sometimes what happens, you know, worship leaders can be tempted by the performance instead of the act of worship. And I got to tell you, the team yesterday was just so moved. And I thought it was really special because with it being a, you know, Pentecost Sunday, right? The Spirit of God, if I can say, Phil, was moving so powerfully, it was palpable.
Oh, that's great. Well, it really is. I mean, God's done some cool things, and you know, when we kind of get us out of the way, He gets seen very well.
Amen.
And I think that's got to be the goal of all of us. Is, and like John the Baptist said, you know, I must decrease that He must increase.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
So.
That's it. Yeah, and your message about, you know, God's blessing, and I thought about it in the context. I read this poem to our audience regarding Memorial Day, and it was written by a U.S. Armyman, Charles Michael Provins. His poem said, It is the soldier, not the minister, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to protest. It is the soldier, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the soldier, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, and whose coffin is draped by the flag, and who allows the protester to burn the flag. And as I was reading that, and in context of what you shared with us yesterday, yes, on this plane, on this earthly manifestation, we can see that it is the soldier, but ultimately it is God who gives us that blessing, right? The freedom of religion, the freedom of press, you know, all the freedoms that we enjoy, the blessings that come from heaven above, they're from God's very own throne room. We may think that it's man's being used by God to manifest that freedom, But that freedom doesn't happen unless you have God.
Amen. Amen. Yep, so true. So true, Bill. And I really believe, you know, when we think about Memorial Day, most people kind of turn it into a Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. In reality, it's for those fallen soldiers who gave their life. And to remember that very significant moment in time where, you know, many of our relatives have lost. You've been a Marine. You probably have colleagues that fellow soldiers that you know that gave their life for freedom. And the ultimate sacrifice, obviously, was Jesus Christ, who gave his life that we might have eternal freedom. So it's a great day to remember in all ways the greatness of God and the greatness of a nation that has paid such a great price. And in kind of a the irony of the whole thing is that we've got one day we remember. We do Memorial Day, and we've got 1 month, and it always gets extended beyond that for Pride Month. And
right.
We're seeing some great consequences to this over exercise of the freedom of merchandising. Not only Bud Light, but Target and many others are experiencing the challenges when they thought they could go against the grain of the moral standard of society.
But Phil, we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, we've seen this. You know, Jonathan Cahn wrote about it in The Return of the Gods. You've been talking about this, the lawlessness. I remember when you had shocked one reporter and they asked you, what are you most concerned about? And you said, the increasing amount of lawlessness. The manifestation of evil in this culture today is so notable. And it's not backing off. It's only increasing all the more. But that's all the more reason why people of faith must take a stand against this insanity. Because what are we fighting for after all? It's not really about us. It's about the generations to come, is it not?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. And, you know, think about this. There wasn't that many years ago that both Portland and Seattle were clean, nice cities to go to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now they're unrecognizable in many ways. What happened? It didn't take but a few years for this to degenerate into a lawless city, an unclean city, a city where businesses are challenged, homeowners are challenged on a regular basis. And so if you put that on a macro scale, then how long does it take for a country to degenerate? And I think we're seeing this happen. We're seeing it where you've got a partnership between big tech, pharma, big box stores, all of these, they all seem to have the same agenda, and that is chaos instead of order.
Yeah. Well, it's godlessness. When you take God out, that's what you get, right?
It is. It is. Yep. There is a direct result in this. You know, we've seen it in school systems. You pull out God from your, you know, and love for country for you, from your schools, and look what you've got. I mean, we ran a story where one high school had to cancel their graduation because there were only five seniors who could actually graduate. Nobody else qualified to graduate. Now think about that. Mm. You've got five students who can graduate.
Mm-hmm. Well, and consider how much money was invested for the education of those kids, and you only have five? I mean, that is unacceptable return on investment, I would say.
Yeah, and I think that the problem is, you know, you've got an educational system that has a different agenda than educating children. It really is not the agenda. The agenda is to liberalize and to take control of these children away from parents. I mean, now we've got some great teachers out there. Don't get me wrong. We've got some great schools out there. So I'm not trying to blanket it. But from the top union, we've got, you know, tragic things happening across the nation.
Well, and this is why so many parents are taking their kids out of public schools. They're looking to other alternatives. I mean, look what's happening with your school that just opened up. I mean, you're sitting here thinking, well, first, okay, do we do this? Can we fill chairs? Are we going to be able to get enough people? Now you're going, we need more room. We're going to need more chairs here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, and parents want an option, and they should have one, and they shouldn't have to pay for both. They shouldn't have to pay public school taxes and pay for the kids to get an education.
Yeah,
you know?
Without a doubt. Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller on the other side. Stay with us. Just about 15 after the top.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
So many of us are wondering what the heck is going on with all these woke companies. I mean, you know, in fact, you go woke, you go broke. You know, billions of dollars are being lost by these companies, whether we're talking, you know, Disneyland. Look what's happening with, you know, with Budweiser. And Phil, you know, I got to tell you, Budweiser, a former Marine is this chief executive officer. And I'm thinking, wow, I mean, anybody is subject to this, you know, kind of influence and pressure that's coming down from corporate America that whether it's, DEI, which we have inverted and called it DEI equals D-I-E, die. And, and of course, the other markers that they're using, which is basically an idea to measure, just like a social credit score that they're using in China. So they're using it at the corporate level against these businesses. And it is amazing to me because you're in business to make money. And especially when you have a fiduciary responsibility to your stockholders, but they don't care. They're just going, going full steam ahead with this, for example, Target, they're being boycotted, for selling this transgender merchandise for children. And you showed yesterday, and I hadn't seen the video, and we can tell people to check this video out. It is a hoot. What do they got? A couple million views already, or they had over a million views in a matter of I think minutes. The people really got behind this thing, right?
Yeah, and it's I showed about a minute of it. It's about a 2.5 minute video, but it really kind of takes it right down to the wire and says, look, this is what you see. So if you haven't been in Target, if you haven't seen all the books, they've taken probably 50 different products and they've done this. And what really, I think, aggravated people, I think what pushed it over the edge, they hired a Satanist to design this clothing, not just for Pride Month, but also for transgender and satanic symbols in this children's stuff. So what you, and then they put it at the front of the store. So the first thing you saw was that. I think, when you just become so blatant and you push it so far, then there are going to be some consequences, no doubt about it.
Well, without a doubt. And then, of course, the pushback, and they go, oh, okay, so what, what they did, they took it off the end caps as you walked in, and they moved it back, 20 feet? As some sort of compromise, right? It's like, wait a minute, this is absurd. So people are, are boycotting. I know that you called for a boycott. I agree with that. Why not? Let them feel the pain of this. It's kind of like what happened with the Dodgers. I'm still astounded. In fact, my first response when the Dodgers, were going to have the dancing LGBTQ nuns, the nuns of insincerity or whatever they're called, I said, what happened? Did they already figure they're going to, throw the season?
Well, and that's the thing. It's almost like, why even get involved in it? Why not just play baseball? Why not just, to try to get into this politic and try to get into the culture war thing? It's never going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And the market is not big enough to where if you don't do it, what are they afraid? They're going to not buy products there? And what is 1% of the population? I mean, they might claim bigger numbers. I don't believe it's higher than that, though.
Well, I think, it's kind of like the same thing. You remember when Bill Clinton was elected, you had the gay community coming in and saying, hey, look, we're a powerful voting force. And the numbers started growing. It first started that they represented 3% of America. Then they go in and see Bill Clinton, they're 5-6%. I think by the time he got elected, they had inflated the numbers to like 25%. 25% of the country is homosexual. And Bill Clinton had to sit him down and say, well, look, here's the real numbers. And, thanks for your vote. You're going to have some influence, but you're not going to get a seat at the table. Okay, so sorry. That's just the way it is. But he had the sense enough to, put it in perspective on all levels, and people forget about that. But here, it is amazing, like you said, such a small number. I think you're still probably talking maybe 1-2% at the end of the day. Although some of these teachers, like I was watching one teacher, she was bragging about her fourth grade class and said something like, she was proud to state that 43% had, had declared themselves as being trans in a fourth grade classroom. Well, like what? I mean, you couldn't teach these kids how to add and subtract or to read, but you're going to teach them how to be trans, right? And somehow that's the way they get graded, and she felt some sense of accomplishment about this. And I'm thinking, whoa, what, we've really lost sight of what education is all about. It is now turned, from education to indoctrination, sadly, Phil. And this is why, as you said yesterday, the mama bears and even papa bears are coming out in numbers and saying, enough of this craziness.
Uh-huh. Well, that's it. You keep pushing it and you'll get a fight. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You'll get moms, you'll get dads, you'll get society rising up. And I think that's what happened. The enemy always overplays his hand, though, and that's what we have to remember. When he overplays his hand, things are going to happen.
Well, and this is a thing where I think we need a little bit of, martial arts, and just let them overplay their hand and let their momentum take them to the ground. Just step back and let them fall. And this is what's going to happen. I mean, as far as the other stuff, we can choose. We know our values. We know what we want reinforced. The battle is here. You and I talked about this right now, is that, America needs to realize that we are a post-Christian society. And as a result of that, wheats and tares are evident at the same time. Jesus said this would happen, right? He said, don't cut down, don't cut down all the grain, because you're going to, cut good grain with bad grain. We're going to let the wheats and tares grow together. And because Jesus, when he comes, it's amazing how efficient he will be in separating the two, right?
Well, and there you go. See, they grow together. Mm-hmm. They're indistinguishable until the harvest.
Yes.
And the harvest comes. That's when you can really tell the wheat from the tares. So those days are coming, and, they're coming fast. I mean, whoever thought the society would degenerate as quickly as it has, and things that are going on, would be going on today,
And these brand icons, whether we're talking Bud Light, for me, I spend, a good amount of time these days in Florida. I'm in California right now, but in Florida, and we saw what happened with Disney. I mean, right off the bat, they lost over $40 billion. Now, you think they would have taken some steps back, but boy, they're locked. They're in a battle, with the governor there, and they're going to lose a lot of power, forget about all the money. And, Nikki Haley's trying to get him to go to, South Carolina. But, you don't move a monstrosity of a business, to another state and think that you're not going to, lose a beat or two, not to mention the damage that they've done. And I know people are so faithful because they, to Disney and to that brand, and that's what they're living off of, and they're able to manage these kind of losses, but I don't think it's sustainable in the long term, don't you?
Well, you wouldn't think so. I mean, the only thing I can think of is they pivot and they, they've cut a lot of employees, a lot of marketing money, a lot of probably donations are gone now, some of those kind of things. So they make the numbers work or they wouldn't be doing this. That's the only thing I can think of.
Well, again, it's the corporate influence being measured with the social credit rating and this credit score that they want to impose on the rest of, the citizens of America, similar to what they're doing in China. And so this is all a progressive step in that direction, Phil. And, and what they're measuring, they don't care about bottom line. They're getting measured based on their environmental impact, their social impact. That's what's most important. I mean, who would have thought that they would forego profit for, these kind of values that are so deleterious? It's just insane. I guess that's all you can say. We got 10 seconds left, so I'll leave it up to you. Wrap it up.
Well, let's pray. Let's lean into doing what's right. Encourage everyone to do so. And
attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. It's on to a vote in the House of Representatives Wednesday for the bill that dials down federal spending and raises the debt ceiling.
We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the agreement between him and President Biden. Will it pass the House? Far-left Democrats may not be happy, like Washington's Pramila Jayapal on CNN.
I'm not happy with some of the things I'm hearing about, but they are not cutting the deficit, and they are not cutting spending.
Traders around the deal appear to like the deal. Japan's Nikkei average up by about 1% today. With his re-election to another five-year term secure, Turkey's President Erdogan will enter his third decade in power. Voters in Spain will go to the polls later this year, now that Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is calling for an early general election. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, it's no secret that cyber attacks are on the rise across all industries as malicious actors look to exploit gaps in organizations' security management systems to gain access to critical consumer data. With institutions becoming increasingly reliant on cloud infrastructure, regulators are discussing the importance of cyber resilience and the broader considerations linked to operational resilience. Here to talk more about it is the Vice President of Product and Design for IBM Cloud, Brianna Frank. Brianna, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, what were the main concerns raised in this National Cybersecurity Strategy and U.S. Treasury's Cloud Report, and how does IBM plan to address them?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I think what's happening is really an unprecedented change and a wave of innovation. And we're seeing that from, you know, this influx of AI and a lot of behaviors that's changed in the pandemic. We've really moved a lot to contactless, you know, transactions. You know, there were people in Brazil that often didn't use a bank account, and now all of a sudden they're using, you know, 75 million transactions a day, mobile transactions with their bank account. So I think a lot of behavior is changing, and we're inserting new technologies into everything that we do. And what I think the Treasury report is really signaling is that while we're going really fast with innovation, we need to make sure that we're also secure and compliant. And this is something that, you know, at IBM we feel really strongly about, and so it's really aligned with our core values. We do a lot of things to kind of protect against this. And one, we've really focused on the financial industry in particular. We've formed a council of 80 different banks, and we work hand in hand with regulators and experts in the industry to come up with a framework of security controls that are built into our cloud and that allow us to operate at a higher level of security and compliance. And the other thing that came up in one of these reports is that this risk, what they're calling concentration risk. And what that means is we have there's a risk when you're running all of your workloads or your applications in one cloud or in one location, that opens you up to a larger threat. And what we've always believed is in what we call hybrid or multi-cloud. And so we extend our cloud into many different environments, whether it's, an on-prem data center or other public clouds or our own cloud. And that allows us to, run workloads where they run best. And it really reduces that concentration risk that the Treasury report, mentioned.
Well, the good news is that you're aware of it, so you can put precautions and build it into the system, right?
Exactly. And this is something that we've been working on for many years. And so it is very much aligned with our core values and what we've built in IBM Cloud.
Well, what should organizations and consumers take away from these regulations?
Yeah, I think what they should take away, I think in the beginning, there was like a debate around, do you use the cloud? Is the cloud too risky? And I think what this report shows is that the cloud is here. There's no question that the benefits of cloud are tremendous, and the amount of innovation that's occurring is really dependent on the cloud. But we have to make sure that we are addressing these risks and making sure that we have a strong governance in place, we have strong controls in place, and the workload placement, like where would the data reside, and making sure that those are there's really five key dimensions, like where you place those workloads, and it could be about resiliency, performance, security, compliance, and total cost of ownership. Those are the five dimensions that you really have to think about when you're deciding where to place the workload.
Well, we're talking with Brianna Frank, IBM's Vice President of Product and Design for IBM Cloud. And I guess maybe some of the sense of security in their feelings about the cloud will come in time, right, Brianna?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think one of the best ways to, in terms of making sure that the regulators are pleased and happy with our progress, is to make sure that we are that we're working hand in hand, and that the controls that we're building into our products and our cloud, adhere to the highest level of security compliance. And I think once we can demonstrate that level of security, the regulators and the industry as a whole becomes more comfortable.
Well, 30 seconds left. What do you foresee for the future of cybersecurity, and where can they go for more information?
I think the future is really around quantum, and that's another area that where IBM is a real leader. And I think, this concept of IBM's cryptographic solutions that are resistant to threats posed by quantum, that's going to be more and more critical. And if you want to find out more, I would encourage you to go to ibm.com/cloud.
Brianna Frank, thank you for being with us. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Brianna Frank, Vice President of Product and Design for IBM Cloud, an entrepreneur with a proven track record of building high-growth, award-winning products by listening to the client's needs and following through with experiences that delight users while delivered on time and on budget. She designed and led teams that built products such as the IBM Cloud, Kubernetes Service, Red Hat OpenShift on IBM Cloud, IBM Cloud Satellite, and IBM Cloud Code Engine, just to name a few. These products set the bar for user experience best practices, and in turn were sold and consumed by users in a high-growth model. Brianna builds a high-performing teams and fosters a culture of inclusion and learning while powers continuous innovation. Again, our thanks to Brianna Frank, Vice President of Product and Design for IBM Cloud.
Well, a special day here in America, Memorial Day 2023, as Noah Webster in the 1828 dictionary defined it. He says that which preserves the memory of something. A monument is a memorial of a deceased person or of an event. The Lord's Supper is a memorial of the death and sufferings of Christ. So, whenever there was a reference to anything of faith, Noah Webster, a man of faith, could reference Christian symbolism or Christian ideals in the 1828 dictionary. But since then, if you were to look it up, these references, these Christian references, have been omitted. It's no wonder, really, when you think about it, where we are in this post-Christian world that we live in. This story here, you know, there's so much, as I said, you know, to remember about Memorial Day. And my hope is that as you have family time today, that look at, crack out the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. I mean, give a moment and read it and bless everybody there that's at your picnic, at your gathering. And this will all the more, you know, help you remember why Memorial Day is so significant when you think of, you know, the 1.5 million plus Americans who paid the ultimate price for the freedoms that we enjoy, for the, you know, picnics that we could have, the music that we could enjoy, the family time that we could enjoy. And when you read the Constitution, I guarantee you it will convince you and reconvince you all the more, not only the sacrifice that was made on our behalf and the generations yet to come, what they did in laying down their lives, you know, for the sake of these freedoms that we enjoy. And they're clearly enumerated here in the Constitution. And as I was sharing with Bill Federer this morning, I thought it was quite interesting in talking with the general from Israel, General Aviv, that they're having a constitutional crisis themselves. And he was saying, I want, you know, the citizens of Israel to, you know, go back to first principles and to read their Constitution and to be reminded of what, you know, what it's all about there for the Jews in Israel. I said, that's quite interesting, you know, because I feel like here in the United States, we need that same return to first principles. And the Constitution lays out all these freedoms and liberties, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. I mean, what a glorious document, and a document and an idea that, you know, that we remember today, especially in light of over 1.5 million Americans who paid it all, and their families as well, for us to live free here in America today. May it so continue to be honored.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back. As we honor Memorial Day, we thank you for sharing this time and remembering with us this hallowed day of this country for the 1.5 million plus patriots that laid it all in line, that sacrificed and paid the ultimate sacrifice for us to enjoy all the said benefits as noted in our Constitution, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Wow. Here it is. And Adam Holtz joins us now, the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Hey, I guess I'm very, I'm just touched by, you know, the holiness of this day. And I look at it as a holy day, a Memorial Day, and look at it in such a way that it's hard for me, you know, people will say, well, happy Memorial Day. And that just seems so, you know, so casual, and it designifies the significance. It's kind of like when I was in Europe, first time I went, and it was in Vienna, and you would be greeted by, by the owners of the retail operations, and they would all say, Grüßgott. That was their morning, you know, salutation, Grüßgott. Grüßgott, what is that? And it means God's blessing on you. And the origination of that saying and that salutation goes back to, when they had the plague there and you had millions of people, and, you know, I think it was well over a million people died, you know, during that period of time. And it was just like, you know, you got to imagine, you know, with that kind of death around, and you just, you know, to say God's blessing had to have such, you know, power and emotion behind it at that time when death abounded. But, you know, fast forward all those many decades, and Grüßgott is passed on, you know, with not so much that passion and that connection as it was, so many decades previously. And, you know, and I just want to, you know, as much as it would count on me, to encourage people to hold on to the significance of Memorial Day. And in fact, I was reading, and I got to tell you, Adam, I had kind of forgotten this, but in 2000, Congress had instituted, a moment of prayer. There would be a national moment of prayer at 3 o'clock on Memorial Day. And
wow.
I don't remember, even having that and participating in that, even being at events and that sort of thing. So, you know, I'm encouraging our audience at 3 o'clock your time, your local time, that you would pause and in the same manner as one of our first interviews this morning was with Jeff Gottesfeld, and he wrote a great book. I mean, put together this beautiful illustrated book, 21 Steps. And it's all about the ceremony and the traditions that happen at the grave of the unknown soldier, right?
Oh
my gosh, it is so powerful. And that book is still available. I highly recommend it. Share it with your kids, your grandkids, and everything. It's such a blessing. But the significance of 21, 21 gun salute, 21 steps, and everything, I mean, it is really a number of, you know, for honor. And so what we're saying is that take 21 seconds. Can you take 21 seconds today at 3 o'clock this afternoon on Memorial Day and say a prayer of thanksgiving for those that paid the ultimate price for us to enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy today, right?
I love that, Bill. And, yeah. And you know, I think unfortunately in our culture, Memorial Day has morphed into, sort of a hedonistic holiday, right? It now marks the sort of unofficial beginning of summer. I know, you know, the first day of summer is 3 weeks from now-ish, you know, give or take. But, you know, we think about it in terms of movies. We think about it in terms of school being out. We think about it in terms of maybe your first opportunity for a little vacation. And none of those things are wrong. I don't want to, like, get all high and mighty and shame people because of it. But I think about the word memorial. And it just becomes one of those things that it's just a thing, right? But I think about it on three levels. There's the level you're talking about, remembering, and this is the real purpose of the holiday, remembering the sacrifices made by those who gave a lot or gave everything to secure our freedom. So that's, you know, the purpose of it. But I think there are two spiritual meanings as well. You know, Scripture says over and over and over and over, remember, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Remember what God did. Remember God's work. And you read the Old Testament especially, or I do, it's sure easy to be pretty hard on the Israelites. I'm like, you guys are dummies. But why did you forget so quickly what God had done, his faithfulness, even though he is saying, pay attention and remember, you know,
right.
Set up an Ebenezer. You know, there are all sorts of symbolic things. And even most of the Hebrew holidays, you know, the Festival of Tabernacles, Passover, you can just go down the list.
Mm-hmm.
All of those are about remembering God's historical intervention on behalf of his people at a specific point in time. And yet, over and over and over and over again, they forget.
Yeah.
And then Jesus comes, right? And, mm-hmm. and in the New Testament, we have still more admonitions to remember. And I think those admonitions come on two levels. You know, remember what God has done for his people and throughout history. But then there's the personal angle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember what God has done for you. And
exactly.
Boy, Bill, you know, in our world of TikTok and 24/7 news and, you know, Amazon Prime Day and, you know, just opportunities to be immersed in information and consumerism and entertainment. And again, the news isn't bad. Buying the stuff we need isn't bad. Enjoying a movie isn't bad. But I think that when you stir them all together, you know, with our smartphones and with technology, we just become all about what am I going to do to find gratification in the next mm-hmm. second.
Yeah.
And in that sort of perfect storm, holy cow, it is easy to lose track of what God has done for us personally. And I, again, one finger pointing at you and four pointing back at myself.
I get that. But we need to have this conversation.
Because
even with the Shema, right? Three
right.
times a day, remember.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Three times a day, and how you're supposed to share it with your kids, and we're all guilty of falling short, but this is why we talk about this, not to shame anybody, but to say,
exactly.
Hey, look, at maybe me too, maybe we should take this into consideration. I mean, and you mentioned Jesus. Here's Jesus. He's with the disciples. They've seen all the miracles and everything, and they're forgetting. And Jesus isn't even gone yet, and they're forgetting.
Right.
You know? So it's just, and God understands that's our human condition.
Exactly.
Okay? But it doesn't mean just because God understands it that we don't take note of it and really, you know, become intentional on these moments, whether it's like Memorial Day or whether it's like, in, you know, a Holy Communion, you know, the Eucharist. The Eucharist has become, you know, what are we remembering about the, why did Jesus tell us to do this in memory of me? What is the memorial of the Eucharist? And yet in some churches, it is presented as some obligatory ceremony.
Right.
That in doing that, I think we dissipate the blessing and the memory and the significance of this. And I'm seeing this in what we're doing with Memorial Day. You know, we're again, it's not to shame anybody. And I agree with you. Well said that, you know, having family time and picnics and hot dogs. Yeah, I get that. But can't you just pause for just a moment?
Yeah. Well, and the other thing I would say is I grew up in a small town in Iowa, which was awesome. I wouldn't have wanted to have grown up anywhere else. It was a great time. I've been in Colorado, oh man, 27, 28 years now, but I grew up in a town that didn't have anything related to do with the military. And, you know, I think there's a National Guard base in Des Moines, but there's not really much military presence in terms of, you know, infrastructure, in Iowa. You've got Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha. That's probably the closest. But I didn't grow up with much an appreciation for military stuff. And then I moved to Colorado Springs, and we've got Air Force Academy, we've got Fort Carson, we've got Peterson, we've got NORAD, we've got Schriever, we've got, you know, Space Command maybe gets to stay here, maybe moves to Alabama. And you've got, I think, something like 30 to 40,000 active military here. And let me tell you, though, I think it does make a difference where you live, because when you grow up or when you're around that military community, you have a much more present sense of, oh yeah, you know, America's security and the defense of our national interests and the defense of our country is not automatic. You know, it depends on these kids who are going to the Air Force Academy. It depends on the soldiers at Fort Carson who just got shipped out. Well, not to Afghanistan now, but I mean, for years and years and years, people were always coming and going to Afghanistan, and I know lots of people in Iraq. I know a lot of vets who served in those two places, and some of them didn't come back, you know? So I do think where you live makes a difference, and if you're ever traveling, you know, if you're driving through Omaha, stop and go to the Air Force Museum there. You know, there are ways that we can interact with our history in a very real way. And there are other places around the country where you can do that. Or maybe just put on, you know, watch Saving Private Ryan. Or if you don't want anything that violent, you know, go stream Midway from 1976 and remember, you know, what we had to do to turn the tide in the Pacific against the Japanese. That's an incredible story.
Yeah,
the new one's actually more historically accurate, but I like the old one because it's got Robert Mitchum and, you know, Henry Ford and, like, everybody who had ever been anything, Robert Wagner, and the list just goes on and on. Tom Selleck, Eric Estrada. It's one of my favorite movies from the 70s, and it will give you that sense of appreciation and pride in America. And ingenuity and courage, and sometimes, you know, just a little bit of luck.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how